Hello, welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Paul Lambus with the latest news from the island. In an unprecedented decision, the Larnaca District Court has found three teenagers guilty in the bullying death of 16-year-old Panayoti Stefani, who died from alcohol poisoning at a party in April 2019. The three, a 20-year-old from Oroklini, a 19-year-old from Larnaca, and a 19-year-old from Livavia, were found guilty of causing Stefani's death through negligence. A fourth youth, aged 20, from Oroklini, was acquitted. The four defendants were charged with causing death by negligence after they pressured Stefani to consume large amounts of alcohol during a house party in Druli in Larnaca. Police investigators had secured video recordings during the party that showed him being bullied and pressured by peers to consume large quantities of alcohol very quickly. This caused Stefani to vomit and later aspire some of the vomit, which led to death by asphyxiation. Toxicology test results found that his blood contained 340 milligrams of alcohol. Causing death through a reckless, negligent, or dangerous act is subject to a maximum sentence of 4 years in jail. The three defendants' lawyers will appeal for leniency on November the 3rd. Cypriot citizenship on humanitarian grounds will be granted to two children with a Greek Cypriot mother and Turkish Cypriot father who had been denied naturalization because their paternal grandfather was from Turkey, the cabinet announced yesterday. The children were both born in the Republic and have lived here with their parents ever since. They were not recognized as citizens because their paternal grandparent is from Turkey and living in northern Cyprus and is thus illegal according to the Cyprus government. Despite this, their Turkish Cypriot father had acquired an ID in 2015. The case has baffled many since, irrespective of their father's heritage, the children were born in the Republic to a Greek Cypriot mother and ought to automatically gain her citizenship. But Interior Minister Nikos Nouris stated earlier this week that cases linked to the Turkish occupation needed to be handled very carefully to avoid setting a precedent. The Bar Association is investigating two Cypriot law firms included in the so-called Pandora Papers, which exposed the offshore financial dealings of many leaders worldwide who allegedly stashed assets in covered companies and trusts. The two firms named in the papers are the one founded by President Nikos Anastasiadis, which still bears his name, and the other, Dimitris Dimitriadis, owned by the father of former Transport Minister Marios Dimitriadis. Bar Association Chairman Christos Gliridis told the House Ethics Committee on Wednesday that the probe should be completed in the next few weeks. If it identifies any criminal offences, it will be conveyed to the legal service. Anastasiadis has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing after the law firm he founded was accused of hiding the assets of a former Russian senator behind fake beneficial owners in the British Virgin Islands. In COVID-19 news, the Cabinet has approved a proposal by the Health Minister for administering booster shots to people who received the one-off Johnson & Johnson vaccine in the wake of reports of a significant drop of the vaccine's efficacy. It was also decided to extend the existing measures against the spread of coronavirus until November 9th. The booster shots concern people 60 and over and those in vulnerable groups, amongst others. They can choose between Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, BioNTech and Moderna vaccines. Further details will be issued within the coming days. Meanwhile, one person died from COVID-19 yesterday and 200 new infections were announced. The death was of a woman aged 85. And finally, the government yesterday announced €9 million in support for farmers struggling amid rising grain and animal feed costs. Concerns have been growing in recent weeks among farmers and producers over the dramatic rise in the cost of grain as a result of weather conditions and the effects of the pandemic, which is causing various breakdowns in the global food supply chains and rising energy costs. €3.2 million of the funds will go to sheep and goat farmers, while pig farmers will receive €2.7 million. That's all for today. For the latest news, commentary, and analysis, please visit www.cyprus-mail.com.